Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Well, several news sources, including Politico, have said that Senator Jim Inhofe is expected to announce his retirement in the coming days. That's according to a familiar person with his plans, likely triggering a special election to replace him this fall. The 87-year-old Republican was elected to another sixth term back in 2020, but he has missed more votes than usual recently and told reporters in December that his wife has been sick. His decision to step down will surely fuel a competitive Republican primary to succeed him in Oklahoma. Inhofe is expected to serve the remainder of the current Congress and is expected to announce his retirement sometime next week. Well, during a week when all eyes are on the Russia-Ukraine situation, we also wonder how that's going to affect the current grain markets. OSU's crop marketing specialist, Dr. Kim Anderson, gives us his take on what will happen.
Well, in reality, nobody knows what the long-term impact's going to be. The initial impact was higher prices. Ukraine's a major exporter of wheat and corn. Russia's a major exporter of wheat. And if something happens to the production area or the export area, and there's the export facilities are in this area that this conflict is in, then it could have the impact of significantly higher prices because it'll take product off the market. On the other hand, if there's things settle down, shipments continue as expected, then I think prices will remain high. However, you've got the China-Taiwan situation also, and if something happens in that, and between the Russia-Ukraine, China-Taiwan, if we have disruptions in the commerce and trade, if it impacts the economic conditions worldwide, then there's a possibility of significantly lower prices.
Will this impact production decisions that producers are making?
Well, I don't think that the Russian-Ukraine situation, whatever happens there, should be taken into consideration in these decisions. My rule of thumb is in volatile situations, just stand aside. However, in the case of producers, they have to utilize their land, labor, capital, and management. I think they should take into consideration the drought situation. They should look at wheat crop conditions. Do they want to turn that wheat under and go with a summer crop? I think they need to look at the price relationships as they select their summer crops and the crops they're going to produce in the fall. And they've got to look at impact of the input cost, because we have fertilizer coming out of Russia. We have things coming out of that area of the world that we need to use in producing our commodities here in Oklahoma. So yes, you got to take that in consideration, but what's going on in volatile times, just do what you do best.
Once again, that's crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson. You've got farm news on Ron.
If you're looking for a chance to improve the genetics in your cattle herd, you need to check out the 2022 Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale coming up Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 433 Angus, 51 Hereford bulls will sale. Top genetics from both breeds will be featured. You can go to expressranches.com to view a catalog and videos of the animals selling. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 4th at the ranch, Yukon. More info at expressranches.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.